God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this platform. You are welcome to the prophetic declarations and prophetic decree. This is a prophetic arena. This is prophetic shift dimensions. This is a prophetic decree that moves destiny to the next level. This is a prophetic declaration that changes situations of life. The Bible says the earth and the heaven were created by the word of God. The Bible says, let there be light, and there was light, the power of the word. The word of God has power, and that power can divide even into asunder the soul and the spirit. It's a designer of the thought and the intent of the heart. There is power in the word. No wonder the Bible says he's sending out his word, and the word healed them. So the word of God is powerful. When the word comes out like this, it transforms life and it can make situations to change. That is why I don't want you to joke with the word of the prophecy that we are hearing now. By prophecy, situation changed. No wonder the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, do you believe that these bones can live? And Ezekiel said, yes, I look at the bones, they are very dry. But these bones, I don't know how they can live because they are very, very dry. And the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, prophesy unto this dry bone. By the word of prophecy, the dry bone can live. That is the power of prophecy. When prophecy comes into your situation, the situation that is dead will come alive. When prophecy comes into your situation, the system that is not working will begin to work. When prophecy comes to your situation, whatever the enemy concluded against you will just be thwarted. When prophecy comes to the situation, what the people said cannot happen, they see it happen. Because the prophecy goes far to the realm of the spirit and it provides what is unexpected to come into the realm of the physical. That is prophecy. Prophecy goes straight into the realm of the spirit and prepare everything spiritually and bring it down to the physical realm. That is prophecy. The Lord spoke to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 37, oh, I know you can see dry bones and I know you can see it very, very dry, but something is happening. When you prophesy, the wind will listen. When you prophesy, the sun will listen. When you prophesy, the moon will listen. When you prophesy, the star will listen. When you prophesy, the element of the earth will listen and they will come together and work this bone to become a living being. And so he did. He prophesied. When he prophesied, the wind came and everything was shaking and the bone began to move and there was snow. They came over the bones and the Lord said, told him again, prophesy again, and he prophesied. And these bones that were dead become a living army. The same thing I'm doing in this prophetic decree. As I speak to you now, whatever is dead in your life shall come alive. Whatever the enemy has killed in your life by the word of prophecy, it shall come alive again. It shall resurrect because Jesus Christ died and he resurrected by the power of resurrection. Whatever the enemy has killed in your life, your potentials that have been killed, your talent that has been killed, your marriage that has been killed, your glory that have been killed, your career that have been killed, your business that have been killed and destroyed, right away by the power of prophecy, they shall come alive again. You will see yourself again experiencing greater testimony because the Lord is going to wake you up again. The Lord is going to make you to re-experience the champion face again. You are going to bounce back in a greater level and your enemy will be disappointed. Your enemy will be disgraced. As the prophecy came upon dry bones in the days of Ezekiel, so the prophecy is coming upon your life today. And I speak that everything that the enemy has done against you shall be reversed completely. It shall be reversed. Whether they have done it against you when you are in the womb or they've done it against you when you are growing up, I speak with the word of prophecy. It doesn't matter the time they have done it, but what matters is that prophecy can go down to your root. Prophecy that can go down to the day you were born. Prophecy can go down to the day you were conceived and repair you and bring you back to become original. I speak the word of prophecy to you now that your original destiny will manifest. Your original life will see the light of the day. Your original life will begin to manifest. Whatever has cover your original, that thing shall be consumed with fire. Whatever has hidden your original, that thing shall be destroyed. And the original destiny, the original star, the original glory of your life shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder the Bible says in Job chapter 5 verse 12, he said, it disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. If you don't want the enterprise of the devices of darkness to be performed, you must be a man of prayer. You must be a man that knows how to pray. And you must be a man that understands what we call nocturnal prayer or nocturnal prayer, prayers of the night, prayer of the combatant, prayer of the champion, like the one you are doing now, like the one you are receiving now. It comes to you in the night. This one drop into your phone, 2 a.m., and you begin to see the power of God begin to take control. I am speaking to somebody there. Listen to me. Today is the ninth day of the month of November, year 2020. I command everything that God has created in today shall favor you. Everything that God has programmed into today for you, it shall come into your hand, because each day has their blessing. Each day has their grace upon the life of people. Each day has their breakthrough. It is, if you know how to connect it, it gets to your hand. That is why, as you are waking up today, I command you to be connected to your breakthrough. I command you to be connected to your favor. I command you to be connected to your grace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am telling you now, every witchcraft meeting that is taking place against you, that witchcraft meeting shall be aborted. Witchcraft meeting takes place at night, and generally people are really weak at night. That is why the enemy will always capture the people. No wonder the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11 to 12, it said, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." Dangerous things are done in the secret. Dangerous things are done in the night. Dangerous things are done between the hour of 12 to 3. That is why champions in the Lord, those who are warriors, those who understand intensive spiritual battle, those who understand intensive spiritual activity, those who understand understand prayers, those who are really combatant, those who have been trained as a warrior, they know that the power of the night is a serious power. They know the power of the night is very deep. They know there's a place called habitation of darkness. That is why this prophetic decree comes to you in the night like this. That's why this prophetic decree comes like this. Today is about 67 or 68 days that we've started this. That is why it comes like this. When it comes like this, and you grab it, oh, whatever they have done in the night against you will be canceled immediately, and the power of God will begin to reverse their statement. And I'm standing upon the grace of God. I'm standing with the oil of a prophet upon my head. I command every statement uttered against you in the dark, every statement uttered against you in the camp of the wicked, every statement uttered against you in the coven of darkness, every statement uttered against you in the secret meeting, every statement uttered against you in the court of darkness, every statement offered against you in the second heaven, every statement pronounced against you in the occultic meeting, I command that statement now to be reversed and be canceled. I nullify the power of that statement. Every satanic statement programmed against you in the water, every satanic statement programmed against you right in the family shrine or in any shrine, I speak right now with authority in the blood of Jesus Christ that every negative statement that has been pronounced against you is canceled and nullified. It will never see the light of the day in the name of Jesus Christ. The prophecy of God shall come to pass in your life in the name of, if your faith can be strong, the blessing of God will come upon you in a greater way that only you cannot even be able to maintain it, to manage it, because they are going to come in a very great dimension. They are going to come more than what you are bargaining for. They are going to come in a greater dimension into your life, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to bless Him. Say, "Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. You are wonderful. You are great God. There is no one like you. Mighty Father, I thank you. Great is your name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endure right forever. Amen. For His mercy endure right forever. Amen." Beloved, today is the ninth day of the month of November, year 2020. Now listen to me. There are powers that work in the night, and those powers are powers that have been deployed by the enemy to make sure that people, they could not fulfill their destiny, to oppress people and to counter the plan of God for their life. That is why the Bible says you must be able to disappoint the devices of the crafty so that their hand cannot perform their enterprise. Their enterprise is wickedness. Their enterprise is evil. Their enterprise is very dangerous. This power, they are dangerous power, power like marine powers, power like witchcraft powers, power like forest demon, power like wandering spirit, power like evil angels, power like satanic agent, agent of darkness, power like wicked personality, their wicked assignment, power like those who operate in occult, power like spirit husband, spirit wife, power like ancestral strong man, power like evil spirit. All these powers, they are dangerous. Even some of them impersonate the dead. They appear to you like your father that is dead, like your mother that is dead. Your mother that is dead cannot appear again. Don't let them deceive you. Your father that is dead cannot appear again. The spirit that is taking them, they are not spirit to deceive you. They want to capture you. They want to oppress you. They want to steal things out of their life. Sometimes they will come as if they are helping you. Sometimes they will tell you, oh, I need you to do this one for me. They are all lies. They are all satanic spirit. They are all familiar spirit. You have to counter them. They are their power of the night. They are satanic spy. They are counterfeit spirit. They are dream manipulators. They are satanic agent of darkness. They are practitioner of sorcery. They are enchanters and diviners. They are evil summoners. They drink blood and they eat flesh. These powers operate from the second heaven. They are dangerous spirit. They are demon idol. They are pharaoh spirit. All these powers and spirit that there are powers that walk in the night. You can tackle them when you pray. You can tackle them when you cry in prayer, in desperate anger. And that is why this prophetic decree comes in the night, so that you can really fight against them. Because these powers, they are heartless. These powers, they are wicked. These powers, they are persistent. These powers, they come against people with great determination. These powers are very, very punctual. They are wicked and powerful. They are deceptive. And they are obsolete in their fighting. You need to stand and say, no, they have no power against you, because the Lord said, I've given unto you power to tread upon scorpion and serpent and over all the works of the enemy, for they shall not be able to hurt you. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder Jesus told the disciples, gather yourself together. Don't go anywhere until you receive the power. Until you are endued with the power. I command somebody there, be endued with power. I command somebody there, receive fire. I command somebody there, receive power. Receive power to disgrace your enemy. Receive power to silence the wicked. Receive power to disgrace also wickedness. Receive power to disgrace any agent of darkness in your place of work. Receive power to unleash wickedness back to their air. Receive power to disgrace graveyard spirit. Receive power to break the yoke of covering spirit. Receive power to dismantle any agent of darkness contending with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever is coming to you in form of animal, in form of dog, in form of a dog, in form of a cat, in form of a war gecko, I speak to them. Wherever they are, I command their material of transforming to animal to disappoint them. Today, if they transform to any animal, they will not be able to come back as human being again. They will be burnt and they will be roasted there in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, God is working wonders in your life already. I can see the hand of God, and that hand is stretched towards you. There's somebody there. The yoke of darkness placed upon you that you shall be poor. That yoke of darkness has been broken. And from now, you will encounter with favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ah, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Let this one be written down. There are three people listening to me now. Let it be written down. The Lord said, between now and the month of December, you are going to experience prosperity. You are going to experience greater dimension of financial wealth. The financial outflow and the financial overflow, the financial breakthrough you are going to experience is the financial overflow and financial breakthrough that even some of people who have gone ahead of you 10 years ago have not experienced it. God is going to give you power to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you 10 years ago. Within this 1 month, 2 months, you are going to experience financial overflow that those who have gone ahead of you 10 years ago have not experienced. Write it down. That is for three people. I don't know them, but when it comes into your life, let me know. But God is going to bless you in a new dimension. God is going to take you to a high level, because the evil elders that oppress your destiny, they have been unseated. They have been disgraced. The charm in their hand has defeated them. The charm has gone back to their head, and victory is your own. I saw something buried against someone. They buried something against you. I command the angel of fire to go to that location and exhume that thing that was buried against you. Now, in the name of Jesus, let it be exhumed. I can see. Be exhumed. Aha! It is being exhumed. That brother, God is taking you away from the graveyard of darkness, and you are coming out. The glory of that brother will be seen. The light of that brother will be seen. I can see the glory of a man shining. Oh, wonderful. Your father took you to a place when you were small, and then they have taken away your glory. But now your glory is restored. Your glory is restored. Your glory is restored. It's restored back in the name of Jesus Christ. I see two sisters, a senior one and a junior one. Oh, what a wicked world. I can see that the earth, the blessing, the glory of that very particular senior one was taken away from the head of that senior one and was given to the junior one by the mother. But your mother is dead now. But don't worry. I am praying for you right now, this night. You will recover your glory back. You will recover your destiny back. The original destiny of your life is coming forth now. I command your destiny. Wake up now. Your destiny. Wake up now. Now, can you call your name three times? Call your name. Say, Emmanuel. 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 Emmanuel is my name. If you call Emmanuel, you are praying for me. Call your own name. Say, Emmanuel. 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 Wake up. 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 I command Emmanuel now to wake up. When you say that, your spiritual man is waking up. Your system is waking up. Your potential is waking up. Your talent is waking up. Your glory is waking up. Your star is waking up. Everything about you spiritually, physically is waking up. Are you ready again? Say, Emmanuel. 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Wake up now. 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 Wake up. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, wonderful. We are in our healing section now. Take a bottle of oil. I'm going to pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy into that oil, or you have a bottle of water. I speak to that bottle of oil and water. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Receive the power in the blood of Jesus. I command resurrection power to enter into that very oil in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus died. On the third day, he resurrected. By that resurrection, he defeated the power of death. I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of resurrection, will enter into that oil. And with that oil, you will defeat the power of death. With that oil, you will defeat the power of disappointment. With that oil, you will defeat the power of sickness. With that oil, you will defeat the power of witchcraft. With that oil, you will defeat the power of occultic power. With that oil, you will defeat marine power. In the name of Jesus, that oil shall carry the anointing that no power can contest with. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Are you ready now? I want you to drink it. Now, we are starting from drinking. Drink it now. Okay, have you taken it? Aha. So as we have drank it now, you are going to shout. Say, Holy Ghost fire, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, pass through my mouth, down to my stomach, in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head now. Aha. Anoint your head. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, pass through my head, down to my feet, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your navel now. Anoint your navel. And you shout loud and clear, every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and any satanic agent, break in Jesus' name we pray. Ah, that sister is there. You normally see yourself in the house you live when you are small with your parents. You are going to pray now. Say, every evil link between me and the house I have lived before. Uh-huh. Every evil link, evil connection. Uh-huh. Every evil connection. Say it like that so that you can get it. Every evil connection between me and the house I have lived before, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the house I have lived before, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the house I have lived before, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the house I have lived before, break, 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 break. Every evil connection between me and the house I have lived before, break in Jesus. Say, every evil connection between me and my past boyfriend or girlfriend, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and my past girlfriend, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and my past boyfriend, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest and place your hand there. I want to say anything. Just please, your Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the healing power to flow into that heart. Flow into that heart. Flow into that heart. Healing power. Healing power. Healing power. Healing power. Healing power. Creative healing power. Flow to that heart. Flow. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let healing power flow into that heart. Flow. 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 In the name of Jesus. Life enter into the heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, anoint your hand now and stretch forth your hand. Anoint it and stretch it forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every good thing that have been stolen from this aunt, I command them wherever they are. I don't know where they are, and I don't want to know whether they are in the bottom of the sea, whether they are in the village, whether they are in the place where you have learned work before, a place where you have done your apprentice, you have done your apprenticeships. We have done our apprenticeships in a place. You were an apprentice in that place, and your glory has been taken from that place. Your virtue has been taken from that place. It's about to come back now. Wherever your glory, your virtue has been taken, wherever the blessing of your labor has been taken, I command you right now, receive it back today. I command the blessing of your labor to return back to your hand. I command the blessing of your glory to return back to your hand. I command the blessing of your star to return back to your hand. Every good thing collected from you when you are not aware, I command them now, come back to their hand now. Recover them, 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 recover them. In the name of Jesus, recover them. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost shall incubate your destiny. The glory of God shall come upon your life. You will go from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Today shall favor you. As you wake up today, you encounter great grace. You encounter great power. Sickness shall never know you. Infirmity will not know your body. Tragedy will not know you. Every tragedy in this year calendar, will never come to your abode. The sickness of this year will never come to your abode. Every hour of untimely death will never locate you. It will go back to the sender. It will not locate your wife. It will not locate your children. It will go back to the sender. The blood of Jesus shall be put upon the lintel of your house, and you shall grow in grace and in power. God bless you in Jesus' name. I really want to appreciate the Lord for testimonies being shared. People have been sending me testimony. You can share your testimony also. Send it to me. Oh, I love what God has been doing. I cannot just be sharing it here. Plenty of testimony how God has been working wonders. People are getting healing even by listening to this word. Why? Because it is not ordinary word. It is the word anointed by God. It's a decree, official statement pronounced from heaven, and it's coming upon the earth to revive and to bring back to life the dry bones. The glory of God will cover you. Share it with your friends. Send it to them, and they shall be blessed too. God bless you in Jesus' name. I appreciate you. This is your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.